President Donald Trump suggested Tuesday that the U.S. should have a presence in the Gaza Strip in the aftermath of the Israel-Hamas war. President Trump called for the U.S. to own the land and that the 2 million Palestinians who live there have no alternative than to leave Gaza. He did not lay out an option allowing Palestinians who wish to stay to do so. It's the latest of several pushes President Trump has made to expand U.S. control of land. Since taking office, he has suggested incorporating Canada, Greenland, and the Panama Canal Zone into the United States. All of those proposals have received pushback from local leaders. The president said he may send U.S. troops to the region if he believes it is necessary. That would be a reversal of his pushes in his first term and on the campaign trail to ramp down U.S. military presence outside the U.S. and end what he called forever wars. In his first term in office, President Trump tried unsuccessfully to majorly draw down the number of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also sought to ensure NATO members paid more of the alliance's defense spending burden as part of an effort to limit how much the U.S. spent on defending areas outside its existing borders. President Trump's calls for U.S. expansion have sparked fears of war, including in Panama, where the president has threatened, quote, powerful action. In Gaza, the president's suggestion could complicate the ceasefire holding between Israel and Hamas, as Hamas and Palestinians seek to govern themselves, while Israeli government officials have expressed an openness to incorporate more Palestinian land into Israel.